In anticipation of reading this right now, now I'm going to let you, the listener, know that I wrote this specifically with the thought of reading it if I ever do a book tour, which, as I sit in the audio booth, is in the future, but by the time you're listening to this, would be in the past. But I'm going to use the future tense because it's easier for me right now. But if I ever do a book tour, this is the piece from the book that I want to read, which is kind of performance aspect. So just know that. I don't know why you insisted upon getting this audiobook and not the book itself. I think it's lazy, it's rude, and it's part of the downfall of civilization. Anyway, here we go. In anticipation of reading this right now, keep in mind this would be read, but I wouldn't read the title at wherever I was reading it. Part of today's modern bookselling process is the book tour, in which the author or a suitable pre-approved surrogate, if I'm not able to make it, then the state of New York has vested Dame Judi Dench to speak in my stead, travels to various bookstores around the country and occasionally Canadian provinces and reads excerpts from his or her book that is being sold mere inches away. Depending on the author's comfort with public speaking, this can be either a frightening and excruciating chore or another in a rarely ending series of ego-inflating exercises happily sponsored by Absolut Vodka. I am of the latter camp. I was trained professionally at the Helmsdale Institute for Audience Ignoring, and that makes me uniquely qualified contractually to help sell this book by reading from it in places like fill in the name of the city you are currently in here. And when I'm reading it for real, I will use that city, like El Paso. In fact, let's say it's El Paso. Before I continue and read from the book and then have the raffle for the set of outdoor throw pillows designed by Ascanti, let me just say that El Paso is really cool. I love the history and culture here. I can't believe that lady who did that thing lived at that house just down the road. As someone who has traveled all over the world, whether shooting pheasant with the Earl of Duke in Shroppingham or enjoying Untouchables eyeball soup with the Rani of Kermankan, I can easily say that El Paso is the most wonderful place I've ever visited. I wish I could live here. God, have you checked out the Bed Bath & Beyond here? I mean, I've seen a bunch of those, but man, this one. Wow. Seriously, I'm not getting paid by them or anything. Note to the editor, let's see about getting paid by them. But you should check out the towel section. Tons of great shit cheap. I can see why you'd want to stay here and never leave. Not even to take a bit of time to visit other parts of the world. Well, enough about your lovely town and its convenient access to various products that you feel you need. Let's read some of this insulting book. interesting book. I said insulting by mistake. Slip of the tongue there. Just a Freudian slip. Wait! No, not Freudian. That would imply that I subconsciously felt that this book is insulting when it's not. It's me who can be insulting and occasionally cynical and condescending, sure, but not the book. Ugh, I've got to stop believing my own press. I'm not some grumpy Gen X Andy Rooney. I'm barely even Gen X by like a month or something. I missed being a baby boomer by about 5 minutes. I so want to be a baby boomer. Anyway, the book is great. I'm proud of it. I wrote a book, for fuck's sake. What have you ever done? Tip generously at a Hooters in Playa del Carmen, huh? Fix your elderly neighbor's satellite dish, made a kid? Who gives a shit? I can make a kid no one but you and maybe a handful of babysitters will ever give a shit about. I can do that with just my cock and a roofie. If contributing yet another human monkey to this overcrowded world to do nothing with their precious gift of life other than spend it predictably consuming precious resources and blogging about how they think that American Idol is starting to lose it so they can then grow up to make another unnotable Walmart greeter, hey, if that makes you some sort of hero, then call 911 and tell them I give up.